Okay, this is continuing to talk with GN Taylor on 3rd May 1981. So, you had this automatic range tracking mechanism. I believe also you had a new receiver.
Yes, we had a parametric amplifier with a lower noise figure.
Right. Were there any other improvements? Transmitter basically the same?
I think the transmitter was fundamentally the same. We might have managed to boost the power a little. I was looking at the recent published papers, and I knew you were reading that, and I noticed you could figure 60 kilowatts for the 61, and all of the 50 and the 59 were. Must have been some grounds for this. I can't recall what it was at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I have here that records were first detected on April 8th, but did those come through automatically? Not automatically, but very quickly as soon as you acquired Venus, or did that take some time to dig those out?
It was clear after the first day or so that we got it.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing was we managed to get on the air-coded approach at that time.
So right.
We had much stronger signal.
Was that the main difference? Was the range that allowed you to have it that much more clearly the second time?
I think that was a very important contributory factor. Yes, we were able to shift the sister signal around with the range tape. That showed that it was always there.
Right. Right.
As well as that the diagram in the paper showed.
Right. But you didn't have enough. You didn't have the proper transmitting equipment to really get the spectral width of the return signal to see how fast.
I'm trying to remember whether we did attempt to do anything about spectral analysis.
I think you tried to do... you did the best you could, but...
I have a feeling that Thompson did some broadband tape recordings, which he was going to analyze, and whether he ever got around to it, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, in the light of what we subsequently know about Venus, I'm very unlikely you would have got any information on it.
Exactly, because it is such a narrow signal, right? Now, this was the stage then that you were telling me about before, after the second detection, that it was clear that you were going to, once again, you were a junior member at Jodl Bank, but it was clear, nevertheless, that the group was going to have much bigger resources to continue in this game, and therefore...
it was a surprise to us that so many other groups had done the experiment successfully at the same time.
Right.
Of course, the result was that the main question about the astronomical unit was more or less settled.
Right.
At least as regards the radar experiment. So, if one was to go on, the interest then shifted to the characteristics of the planet itself.
Right.
And obviously, spectral analysis is going to be an important part of this.
And perhaps even mapping?
Some sort of mapping, yes.
Right.
One of the mapping, I remember what was the conversation with John Thompson and that afterwards, speculating what they could do. But at that time, I more or less dropped out of it.
Right.
Because I was finishing connecting my mood echo data for my thesis, starting to write up, and what I could tell you about the further experiments is that there was rather second-hand or what I observed.
Right, no.
I experienced it first-hand.
Yeah.
So I talked to John Ponsonby.
Now, where is Ponsonby? He is one person I also haven't talked to.
Well, he's still a job of bank as far as I know.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I never heard that he's left. Last time I met him was all 25 years ago.
Well, that may well be right. I've been to Jodl Bank a couple times, but... it may be that since I was concentrating on the radio people that I just didn't get to him.
Yes, I don't know what he's doing nowadays. He is a lecturer in the department.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll check.
If you ring up, you should be able to at least find out where you could contact him.
Well, in fact, it turns out that I'm taking the train up to Jodl Bank tomorrow, so I can do this pretty easily.
He is the authority for the tabulator work.
Right.
And he did some very ingenious experiments with Thompson on using an active synthesis approach to tracking the moon.
Right.
Which was published, but he was also about that.
Yeah, his first name is John?
John, yes.
Now, can you tell me the people in the second attempt, what the various roles were? Thompson was the overall leader,
Thompson was the overall leader.
What was his expertise? Because he died 10 or 15 years ago, and I can't talk to him.
No. Oh, poor old John. Yes, he was a delightful guy. We all got on there very well. He was originally in the radio astronomy group at Cambridge.
Right.
As I recall, he did his thesis on higher education in...
I think that's right, yes.
He went to Jodl, first of all, as a fellow, then subsequently as a lecturer. I think his first love was always radio astronomy. He somewhat reluctantly took over the radar group after John Evans left.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly got very good at being the radar.
Right. What was his forte in terms of, was he an equipment man primarily, or?
He was an experimentalist rather than a theoretician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was good at most things. He's a particular person we're interested in within antenna lectures.
I see.
But he was
what was Ponsonby's primary role in that 61?
He had a rather unusual background for a radio astronomer. He was an electrical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So he came into the group. Well, he was only a research student at the time of the experiment, you know, but he was really a powerful source of technical expertise. He put us right on what to make
the decision. I see. So, well, in fact, you were still a research student.
I was still a research student, but at that time...
But a more senior one. Mm-hmm. A more senior one,
Well, I'd been there for several years, and I was really more interested in the parallel rotation of blue records at that time.
Right.
I had to help with the second Venus radar experiment because I was the only one who didn't really know about the transmitters, really.
Right, I see. And the fourth person is Rob Roger, the Canadian?
That's right.
Right, yeah.
No, it's
Yes, right, I know him. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, were you simultaneously doing lunar radar work during these years that you were doing the Venus radar?
Yes.
And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I started doing lunar radar work after the 59 Venus radar.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, John Evans had previously done this for his thesis work, and I essentially took up where he left off.
I see.
And I made use of a much better signal-to-noise ratio when I got the big telescopes, and they didn't follow the moon.
Right.
The ones that saw the horizon and other ones that got more information.
But you're using it as a program to study the ionosphere.
The ionosphere was the main thing.
Right, right. And you shifted to that that was the main topic in your thesis.
That was my thesis topic.
Now, in fact, is any of this Venus radar written up in anybody's thesis that I could check when I go up to Jarno?
John Ponsonby. He subsequently got heavily involved also in the fine standing experiments of the Russians.
Oh, yes.
Which you'll find carried in one of Lovell's books, I think.
Oh, yes, right.
And John Ponsonby will be able to tell you all about that.
Right, right. Well, I'm not concentrating on the ionosphere, so I don't want to ask you in detail about your work on the ionosphere, but apparently you got more interested in the ionosphere than radio astronomy, and therefore did not continue in radio astronomy. Is that the right...
I stayed at Jodrell Bank until 1865, but that couple of years I was acting as a receiving work on satellite beams, which was equally useful for ionospheric studies and lunar
records. Right, right. So a similar kind of technique in a different sphere.
Yeah. Early and way of going about it, and I don't think anybody bothers nowadays because there are more techniques available.
Right, right. Well, one final question would be, Jodrell Bank, of course, has always been one of the leading radio astronomy establishments up till this period of the early 60s, and to what do you, from your time there, to what do you attribute to the success primarily?
Ooh, very hard to say. I suppose you should look to its director for that. I mean, he was a very, very strong and inspiring personality who was able to attract people who were able to get them to do things. Moreover, he was good at raising money in a rather financial climate.
Right. And but what about the scientific and the operational climate? Did he play a large role in that, or was that because of the people that he was able to attract and he just let it go, so to speak?
Well, as far as the details of experiments went, he usually left people to very much their own devices. He took a very, very close personal interest in the telescope program, to all I know, probably still does. He had one or two things that he himself was personally interested in.
Flare stars?
The flare stars was the major thing.
Right.
His own private comet, and of course all the publicity creating episodes that
the moonshots and all that.
I mean, that was very active when I first went there.
Right.
John Evans was also heavily involved in that, because at that time he never knew what was going to happen next, whether it was going to be a Russian or a American thing.
Right, right.
In particular, he didn't know what frequency it was going to be on.
Yeah.
The question of improvising equipment at very short notice in that case.
Right.
And John Evans was particularly good at that.
What was there? A large degree of agreement amongst the staff that this kind of activity was worthwhile for a place like Jodrell Bank to...
I wouldn't say there was agreement, but they bore with it because the more side of the piece saw that there were benefits to be gained in terms of prestige and finance.
Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't used to having television all over the place.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
That is the interview with G.N. Taylor on 3rd May, 1981. And it was recorded a bit slowly because it had to be done on the battery pack. And so when it's played back at the right speed, it will sound a little bit Mickey Mouse-ish.